This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Control of the airwaves at 855-453 Life Freedom, 855-450-3733 with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
So we actually had a gentleman on the line who unfortunately dropped off the line. We weren't able to hear the rest of his story. He's welcome to call back if there was some technical issue. Normally our rule here is one call per night, but that's only if, you know, the call's done. And in case of technical difficulties, that usually means we'll bend that rule. So you're welcome to call back in if you want, Adam. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've been talking throughout the show about the growing pains that Bitcoin has been experiencing. And it has resulted this month, about a month ago now, so it was August 1st, when Bitcoin had its first hard fork into two Bitcoins, two competing Bitcoin currencies, one calling itself Bitcoin, the other calling itself Bitcoin Cash. Now that original Bitcoin is headed towards another hard fork and another potential split into two. So by the end of this year, we may be faced with three competing Bitcoins, all three of which will be competing for the miners' attention out there, because the Bitcoins have to be mined into existence. They have to be mined in order to have confirmations and security on the network to make sure that there aren't BS transactions being put out there and, you know, double spending and these problems that would happen if we didn't have the mining process to check Bitcoin. Well, if the miners are, divvied up, you know, now instead of one Bitcoin, there's three Bitcoins.
Split, three ways.
That means all the chains are weaker than they were previous, and they're competing constantly to attract the miners over to them. So right now, Bitcoin Cash is competing with Bitcoin to see who will be the most profitable Bitcoin to mine, and the miners are just going to go behind which one's the most profitable. They don't care so much about the ideology behind the coins.
Right.
Some of the miners are ideological. Motivated, but what percentage of them? I don't know.
I know the ones at Bitcoin.com are.
And what's, you know, what are, well, no, Bitcoin.com, most of their miners are on Bitcoin. So they're not, they're just going after what's the most profitable.
Well, I guess I'm saying the mining, the people who set up the mining pool are in it for ideology, but okay. That ideology doesn't necessarily mean that you don't mine Bitcoin or SegWitCoin or, you know, whatever it is. It's the ideology of a value-backed currency.
Okay. So as far as the miners are concerned, it doesn't matter who set up the mining pool. What the miners decide is what matters. And the individual miners are the ones who decide what to mine at any given time, whether right. They're in a pool or not, or whichever pool they're in. So what we were discussing was SegWit2x was this agreement that came out in May between the supermajority of the miners and a bunch of like 50-something companies, big companies in the Bitcoin sphere. And the agreement was, well, we're going to implement two of these different proposals for scaling Bitcoin to network, you know, capacity, to scaling the capacity to the demand in the marketplace. And one of them was called Segregated Witness, which is a technology that we explained in the first hour. And the other one is increasing the block size. And one of the companies that had signed this agreement, now that the segregated witness side of things has been put into place, they're bailing out. They're saying, we're not going to go with this agreement anymore. See you later. And that could mean that other companies are going to follow suit. Because as the folks over at Cointelegraph.com point out here, this company, Bitwala, is the one that has been the first to break the agreement. They say, quote, we would like to honor the agreement that we subscribe to as one of the first movers, unbeknownst to the fact that most developers would not enter the agreement. We also, however, are a service company that has and will always follow what our customers use and want to use. We partially rely on third-party payment processors and exchanges to convert our cryptocurrencies and must build our products on what they support, unquote. The last comment, part of the comment comes as a surprise, given that most major exchanges and payment processors are either signatories of the agreement or have openly supported it. So
right.
That just doesn't make sense, the excuse that they gave. Bitwala's withdrawal from the New York agreement could be the beginning of its unraveling. A compromise is, by definition, an agreement with which neither side gets what they want. since the small right. block camp has now seen the segregated witness
That's
activated.
That's what I found so amazing about this is... The you know, one side appeared to be willing to compromise. The other side was like, no, 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 no. We got to be our way. Well, I knew who was going to fail as soon as I heard that.
Mm-hmm. So the small block camp has now seen SegWit activated, and they have no incentive to follow through on the second part, which is the block size increase scheduled to happen in November. So they got what they wanted
right.
out of the deal. So they're walking. The only thing binding them was their promise, and Bitwallah's withdrawal could give others the necessary cover to withdraw as well. Now, there hasn't been a big avalanche since this, but we've got 3 months to go until this supposed next split happens.
Sure, and why would you necessarily telegraph what you were going to do
this
as a
early?
Company? You know, the sort of the market failure of it all. You know, I guess I could explain it as a line of soldiers. As a soldier, the most important thing to you is that the guy next to you stands in
Holds
a line.
Line.
I'm talking about soldiers with shields and spears, not...
Yeah, like 300.
Yeah, 300 kind of guys. So the guy standing next to you, and the guy standing next to you are the important parts for you. However, the very best place for you to be is running the other direction.
Right.
Right? So it would be best if you could get all your friends to stand in line and for you to go the other way. Now, you know, may or may not work in this circumstance, but we'll see.
It's not just Bitcoin companies that might withdraw their support for the agreement. According to CoinDance, which is a website, coin.dance, strange web URL, but that's what it is, miners were split before the compromise, with 40% in favor of segregated witness, 40% supporting bigger blocks, and 20% undecided. It's logical to assume that some of the 40% of miners who supported segregated witness but not big blocks might decide that they don't want bigger blocks either. What does that mean? Well, either SegWit2x will not happen this November as originally planned, or it will happen but be far more contentious than it was expected. If the supermajority of miners who signed the agreement keep their word and begin mining bigger blocks, then the hard fork will almost certainly be successful. However, if Bitcoin's core team and others in the small block camp decide to refuse the hard fork, a chain split will certainly occur. At that point, there will be much debate and confusion over who is entitled to use the name Bitcoin. After all, Bitcoin's core development team are the official maintainers of Bitcoin's GitHub repository. That's the place where they keep their code for everybody to look at if they want. While anybody could write a different implementation of Satoshi's white paper, whoever maintains Satoshi's original code repository is likely to have significant influence in the marketplace. While the fork will be successful on a technical level if the miners support it, from a marketing standpoint, it could be catastrophic. How will new users, this is, in my opinion, they boil this down to the most important question here. How will new users, unversed in the years-long scalability controversy, know which Bitcoin is really Bitcoin when all this is said and done?
I don't know.
And that, to me, is the ultimate failure of all of this. I mean, look, I'm glad that Bitcoin Cash split off. I mean, it worked out for everybody. Everybody's price has gone up on all of this stuff when the Bitcoin Cash split happened, when Bitcoin became two Bitcoins and became these two competing Bitcoins. So I'm glad from that perspective that each side sort of got what they wanted. The big block people have their own Bitcoin now,
yep.
And the small block people have their own Bitcoin
Everybody
now.
Everybody went to their room.
And that alone is confusing enough, but to make it into three Bitcoins at the end of this year, it's going to become absolutely intolerably difficult to explain this stuff to anybody.
What has to happen is some point of sale, you know, people have to, and from point of sale, have to handle this problem for people. So if I send a coin, no matter what I send, at some point of sale, you know, opportunity, whether it's online or at a retailer, that, you know, the point of sale software needs to figure it out.
No, it can't because you've got too many potential human errors involved there. As you pointed out earlier, the Bitcoin, these three competing Bitcoins, there's two now, but by the end of the year there could be three, they're all going to have the same address structure. So normally when if for instance I want to send you Dash,
right,
and you show me your Bitcoin address and I pull up my Dash wallet and I try to scan that address, it's going to be like, no, this isn't a Dash address.
Right.
But if you pull up your Bitcoin Cash address, and I'm like, Mark, I want to send you some Bitcoin. original Bitcoin, but you give me a Bitcoin Cash address, well, sorry, you're not going to get the Bitcoin that I send. In fact, the Bitcoin I send is going to go off to somebody who may not even be you. It may not even be accessible.
No, you'll be able to get it out in the same way that you
Not necessarily. There's more coming up here in moments. 855 450 free, like freedom. So there's going to be too many screw-ups. There's more on the way here. This is Free Talk Live. 855 450 free, like freedom. Something else is going to take this throne at some point.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-940-9829. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-940-9829. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free, take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've been doing a fundraiser over the last few months here on Free Talk Live. Mark, that you've been heading up for a Ugandan orphanage that's being built to replace a really shoddy room that like 40 kids are sleeping on the floor in, apparently. So you're through the second floor pretty much at this point. They're going to put the roof on next. What's the latest?
Yeah, we've got the funding sent for the roof, and hopefully that'll get started here in the relatively near future. They had to wait for some concrete to dry. It should be dry at this point. But getting the workmen back after every time a whole bunch of concrete has to dry is always sort of the challenge. But it should be relatively soon, and then they'll be back on their way. Once the roof's on, then they're in pretty good shape. Obviously, there's still some more things to be fixed, but the kids will have more room at that point. It's right now they're sleeping in a room that has no power, and it's an earthen floor with some stuff on the stuff on the floor to sleep on and that kind of thing. They're sleeping head to toe in there. So, just getting the roof on is going to be a huge benefit.
All right. So, is there more to fundraise at this point, or is this a done deal? Like,
no, we're not done yet.
Okay.
There's still more to do.
What's the next step after the roof?
As far as dollars and cents,
yeah.
Or next step?
As far as what you need to fundraise for?
Yeah, I'm going for about $4,000 for the next phase.
And what will that entail? The finishing?
There's some interior stuff that needs to be done. Mm-hmm. I'm not entirely clear on what they're going to do on the inside. Mm-hmm. There's been, there was the original plan and how much money that was, and I have to kind of match what happened and, the original plan. It is, it's a big project, and there's a confusion as far as language goes.
Okay.
So I need to fix that. I need to get with the guy who's handling the money, and that's the more difficult. He runs a church, and he's working full-time and also building the orphanage and all that stuff. So
you're accepting contributions right now for the final send, basically.
I'm hoping final, that's the case, yes.
Final round. The contributions are being doubled. Tripled. So there's Jax.io, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, and then there's GetCell411.com, Cell411, the awesome decentralized emergency notifications app. These are the companies that are double matching, basically. Mm-hmm. So tripling, effectively, every donation. If you donate $10, it becomes $30. If you donate $30, it becomes $90. I mean, this is an incredibly powerful way to donate, and it has made this so much easier to... So thanks so much to Jax and Cell411 for making this a lot... I mean, people are more likely to donate when there's matching funds,
sure.
I think. And so now's the time. If you want to help out, go to hope.freetalklive.com. You can see some pictures and stuff there of what's been happening and all kinds of donation options at hope.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, and then we'll talk about what's going on in Houston with the flooding. Some people are blaming the lack of zoning. But first, someone calling themselves Mouth-Breathing Dullard is calling from the Grand Canyon. You're on Free Talk Live. Sounds like you're in the Grand Canyon so far that the cell phone signal is not getting out, and we cannot understand a word that you're saying. Grand Canyon going once. Hello?
Hey, Minister A.
Yes.
All the money he's made since he got let out of prison too early, like, suspected murder.
Are you, do you have your hand over the receiver? Because I can't make out a word you're saying. It's not losing
Oh, that's a dang shame, because I really am in the Grand Canyon, and I don't know if the canyons could keep up with me going down or up the trail. But Minister A, how do you pay for that little Ugandan little poorhouse that you have got going on the radio?
The Ugandan
whorehouse. Out of your own
pocket. That's really nice.
Huh? Why don't you pay for it out of your own pocket, con man Edge, Minister? You've made a lot of money.
I've sent a lot of money towards this project, and I, if there's a shortfall or whatever, I fill that in.
Yeah, it's part of the idea is to get other people behind a good project, a good charitable project. There's nothing wrong with asking for help.
What he's saying, he's annoyed that we're talking about it because, why don't I just get a couple of people who've got money to pay for it all and, just stop talking about it. Talk about things James wants to talk about.
Thanks for the call. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So, yeah, hope.freetalklive.com. You can contribute there. Let's change gears. I mean, I don't think there's much else to say about Bitcoin. It's a confusing nightmare at the moment, and there's no sign on the horizon that anything's going to get less confusing. And I think it's tragic, and I don't know what to do about it. I don't know, you know, it's hard to pick another winner. I like Dash. I've definitely, you know, besides Dash sponsoring the show, I have taken some of the church Bitcoin funds and I have turned them into Dash. I did that before the last split happened because I was a little nervous. I didn't know what was going to happen with Bitcoin. Was the, you know, the price going to go down? Maybe I should diversify before Bitcoin splits into two. And so that's what I did. I got some Ether and I got some Dash. And, you know, those two seem like pretty good ones, but I don't know. You know, I don't know who the next king is going to be of cryptocurrency. It could be something we haven't even seen yet.
I like I like Dash's community. I like you know, the momentum that's behind it. I gotta say I like Monero from a
price just tripled in the last week.
From a security standpoint, I think it is.
Some people like Zcash. They say it's even more secure than Monero.
Isn't one of my favorites. I've heard people say things like that.
Roger Ver's behind Zcash.
He has some Zcash.
He was one of the founders.
He had hedged his bets. I'm very interested in IOTA. That stands for the Internet of Things.
I'm interested in that too. That's one of the newest ones on the scene. It just popped up in June, and it's very different. It's one of the ones that is not blockchain based. It's a tangle, as they call it.
Yeah.
So you know,
rather than paying for a transaction, your computer does two transactions.
Right. It has to solve two waiting transactions before it can send its transaction that you want to send. So it's designed to scale, and it is a very, very interesting technology. It's not quite ready for prime time yet. It's still in beta at this point. So, you know, these things are changing on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of changing, I just want to bring this up, just a little geekery here for a moment. So one of the crypto libraries behind Zcash is a crypto library called LibSodium.
Okay.
The sodium library, I guess it's built, you know, off of some sort of a salting sort of process for, you know, cryptographic encoding, has recently been included in the most recent version of PHP.
Okay.
And just,
which is a web programming language.
Yeah, it's a web programming. So it's a very widely used web programming program language. And that cryptographic library being included is kind of significant because, first of all, it just underwent an independent audit for its, you know, to find out whether or not this LibSodium was up to muster cryptographically, and they found no problems with it whatsoever in this independent audit. And what I find also doubly interesting about that is that could lead to, I mean, PHP's long been kind of criticized as being kind of cryptographically and security-wise garbage.
So it's upgraded then.
So, yeah, this upgrade could significantly change things for some websites and, you know, web programming, you know, when you take into account, you know, HTML5 and this other stuff and then PHP, and we could start to see some, you know, better security online, but potentially, I think.
Okay, you're saying that's sort of an outgrowth from all this cryptocurrency development?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, yeah, I mean, I think it's helping. You can't be hurting, for sure.
No doubt. We'll continue here in moments, and we'll shift gears into the reality of what's happening on the ground in Houston, Texas, where some people are blaming the lack of zoning, which has always been something that libertarians have touted about Houston, as part of the problem behind the flooding. Is it true? It's Free Talk Live. We're coming.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the hint.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
As we continue here, changing gears over to the tragedy in Houston, Texas, or in that area, where people are, well, in some cases, up to their shoulders in floodwaters, it seems like. There's some pretty serious flooding. And, Johnson, you have a story from Newsweek. It's actually, I guess, an opinion piece where some guy is saying that it's because Houston doesn't have zoning is why people are drowning.
Yep.
That's pretty much the idea.
This guy, Steve Russell, writing for Newsweek, just opportunistic, out of, you know, just crazy. These collectivist programming people are just, like, using every opportunity to show just how much they've lost their minds. And so,
wait a minute. By the way, didn't New Orleans have zoning?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to check with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
But the zoning was 10 feet below sea level.
Well, Houston is drowning in its freedom from regulations.
Wah, wah.
By the way, I have seen quite a few instances where city planners, the planners convention gets together, and all they do is rip on Houston the whole time.
Is that right?
They've got nothing better to do. Wow. This was what they were doing on NPR's First Amendment or 1A, their show that today they were just ripping on Houston. They just hate it. They hate the idea that a city can exist without them.
We do value our freedom here in Texas. As I write from soggy central Texas, the cable news is showing people floating down Buffalo Bayou on their principles, proud residents of the largest city in the United States that did not grow in accordance with zoning ordinances. The feeling there was that persons who own real estate should be free to develop it as they wish. Houston, also known as the Bayou City, is a great location because of its access to international shipping in the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay.
It is not a great location for a building, though, because of all of its impervious cover. If water could easily sink into the ground, there would be less of it ripping down Houston's rivers that just a week ago were overcrowded streets. In less free cities, the jackbooted thugs in the zoning department impose limits on the amount of impervious cover in a development. Some of the limits can be finessed by lining parking lots with bricks turned sideways so grass can be planted in the holes. If you meet the impervious cover standards, you still might get your entire plat chucked into the round file because some computer has determined that your business plan will attract automobile traffic in excess of the carrying capacity of nearby roads. Faceless bureaucracies have no respect for the inalienable right of every American to park his car on the public streets during rush hour.
Well, I don't think that people have the right to park their car in the street. I think that that's, you know, to me, that's bad planning generally in cities that are planned around that. Usually, that's the ones with zoning.
Well, there's no zoning here, so people can just park in the middle of the road. Clearly, that's the argument this really intelligent person is making.
I'd like to also point out that we are in Keene, New Hampshire here, and just before we, not exactly the most urban of zones. I mean, there's a downtown and everything, but there's still plenty of trees and, you know, places where water could in theory get absorbed. But we are in a valley, and back in 2005, before we moved here, there was tremendous flooding in the city of Keene. I mean, incredible. It hasn't been that bad since, but there was enough rain to make it so the, you know, water levels didn't go down quickly enough, and half the city was flooded.
The ground is impermeable. It must be that.
Well, what he's suggesting here is that
it must be because the city of Houston is a giant bowl made out of concrete, and it's just holding all the water in. It has nothing to do with aquifers or water tables.
That's what he's suggesting here.
He's a moron, is what he's suggesting. He's writing clearly out loud and announcing it to everyone who reads Newsweek. I am an idiot.
No, he's been educated. He went to college for this.
Oh, clearly.
So, Johnson, look, it's not like there's not an argument for zoning,
right?
And the guy's making the argument for zoning.
Yeah, he's making the argument for zoning by saying that water doesn't run off asphalt because it collects there. It collects on the asphalt. There's nowhere for the water to go. All of Houston is a giant bowl to contain all the water. It's like a cup. It has nothing to do with the water table.
I don't know how they're...
Or 30 inches of rain in 24 hours.
I don't know how their zoning laws pertain to the amount of drainage that they have to have on streets and
things
like
that. Well,
if
they print enough laws out, they can put a shield together of all the laws to prevent the rain.
It's a giant bubble of if they just imagine all the rain away.
All right, let me hear more.
Here you go. So I got snarky in law school class
when I heard
that Houston had no zoning, wishing out loud I could build a rendering plant, a plant in the so posh River Oaks neighborhood.
The first thing he does is make the pig farm argument.
Yep.
The first thing that anybody does.
I thought they render horses.
They render anything.
Okay, just dump whatever
fat
in there. Okay.
You know, they're trying to render in order to get fat or whatever. They're cooking it down. So the first thing they want to do is bring up the pig farm argument. And this is so easily rebutted.
Well, he says, I was quickly slapped down by the freedom fighters in the class who informed me that there are no rendering plants in River Oaks because the real estate costs too much.
Excellent.
Did I not understand that the market regulates land use much more effectively quickly than bureaucrats could.
And bam, right.
Well, he says River Oaks remains some of the most expensive real estate in the United States.
A right, model. Why would you put your rendering plant in an expensive area right. when you can put it in the middle of, you know, the industry area and get it cheaper?
It's like, funny how often you hear this argument from how many people you hear it. I've had to make it over and over again.
People have called in with that before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, he says, a model of what could be done with appropriate planning. Developers accomplish their ends by deed restrictions and a gentleman's agreements. Home prices were required to exceed $7,000 back in the 1920s, and deed restrictions even specified allowable architectural styles. Gentlemen of the times, of course, excluded Jews and Negroes and similar undesirables. After Houston annexed...
Let's go to racism. Racism is why it's flooded.
Ah, racism!
Right, you gotta do that. Because libertarians are always racist no matter what. You gotta throw that in.
After Houston annexed River Oaks in 1927, the suburb became a neighborhood, but it remained a haven for swell folks as tightly regulated by custom as Houston was unregulated by law. Impervious cover in Houston, meanwhile, has increased and continues to increase. I look at my television and I see that the streets are flooded. The San Jacinto River and Buffalo Bayou are out of their banks. People are wading through waist-deep water, carrying a few possessions, children, and pets. This catastrophic flooding is a result of 20 to 30 inches of rain. Adding to the water in the streets now, the Army Corps of Engineers has announced several reservoirs in the area will be opening floodgates to avoid failure of the dams, and the floodgates are expected to stay open for weeks because so much water will be coming downstream.
Wow.
Additionally, the National Weather Service is warning Houston to expect another 15 to 25 inches of rain.
Right. It couldn't be the rain that's causing this.
Yeah. As I write this, Hurricane Harvey is ambling off towards Louisiana, taking with him the high winds and the danger of storm surges, but leaving rain and more rain. Mm-hmm. Critics in the cheap seats are complaining that Houston has issued no mandatory evacuation order. That would only occur to somebody who has never sat in the parking lot that Loop 610 becomes at least twice a day when people are just going to and from work. Putting the entire population on the roads at the same time, roads that are prone to flash floods when rains are nowhere near these historic levels would mean not just inconvenience, but fatalities.
Mm-hmm.
There would be at least as many rescues to be done as there are now, but they would be more dangerous rescues. Agreeing that mandatory evacuation would have driven up these casualty numbers currently...
Hold that thought. Did you hear about them leaving dogs behind?
People were leaving their dogs?
No, the rescuers were forcing people to leave their dogs behind.
Yeah, I bet that, America's not going to like that.
One person said that if they'd known they would have had to have left their dog, they wouldn't have gotten on the rescue craft or whatever.
Yeah.
More coming up here in moments. You got a little more from this arch-statist. But at the very least, is familiar with the other side of the argument. You got to give them credit for that. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have time for you if you want to join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-3947. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-3947. That's 1-800-496-3947. 1-800-496-3947.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
There's enough time here for you if you want to join us. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We're talking about the Houston zoning situation, which is a strange thing to be discussing in the aftermath of a devastating hurricane. But there's one opinion columnist over at Newsweek who's actually trying to blame the flooding situation in Houston on the fact that there's no zoning laws to therefore prevent what he calls impermeable ground from existing all over the place.
He's, too much concrete everywhere.
That's what he's saying. Yeah. He's saying that concrete is, you know, the responsible factor for the flooding. Not the water table, not the fact that the rivers and everything are completely full, the dams are overflowing, and that there was 30-something inches of rain that
he's
fell.
Also talking about the roads specifically, which have really nothing to do with people, you know, like a zoning rule. I've lived in towns with zoning laws, and they have roads too. So the government puts in the roads. He can't really blame the the hoi polloi, the dirty, unwashed, unzoned masses for the flooding when he's pointing out it's the government's fault to some extent, too.
All right, let's hear more, Johnson.
Well, he says, agreeing that mandatory evacuation would have driven up the casualty numbers, currently in single digits, Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo told...
That's the former Austin Police Chief, by the way.
Told MSNBC that half of the population would refuse to evacuate, but enough would do so to cause massive traffic jams that would leave everyone stuck in them at extreme danger in flash floods. Houston was built without regard
for the... Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Yeah.
Houston was built without regard for the carrying capacity of its roads, just as it was built without regulating the amount of impervious cover that would be shedding the water into the city's streets, storm sewers, rivers, and Buffalo Bayou. Texans do value their freedom. That's it. That's all he has to say.
That's all he's got to say. So if only there weren't those people just willy-nilly developing however they wanted, then we would not be drowning.
I mean, it's just the dumbest thing.
Well, I will give him the point that if he had control as a zoning, if he was the zoning czar, and
which he'd love to be,
he had a bunch of minions out there. And don't forget, you got to pay this guy, $250,000 a year to be the zoning czar, then a whole bunch of government bureaucrats are getting $80,000-$90,000 a year with benefits,
right?
The whole cadre of these people on down to the people who are telling you, oh my goodness, your car's parked the wrong direction in your driveway, going to have to give you a citation. Those folks. I think that he probably could eliminate some of the flooding. I mean, there'd still be flooding because it's a huge amount of rain that's falling from the sky. Sure, he could eliminate some, but at what cost?
Yeah, okay, we've taken it down from 30 inches of water above the floor level in a building to 25 inches or 20, right?
His real problem with Houston isn't that it's thumbing its nose at zoning. It's how well Houston has done doing so
over the years that
bothers these people. Yes, sure, there may be some instances you can point out where they could have done better in whatever circumstance, but this is a top 10 market. People want to live there, and they want to live there among other reasons because they can do what they want to do with their property.
Right. That's a big
deal. There are people leaving right now your well-zoned metro of Los Angeles in order to head over to the not-so-well-zoned metro of Houston. Explain that, bureaucrat!
Well, that's because some people do appreciate freedom, even though they understand that freedom can come along with risks. I mean, when you have freedom, you do have that risk factor, and that's why there are insurance policies. And I don't know what else to say, man. I mean, it's not like it's going to change to where Houston's going to all of a sudden mandate that all this concrete get torn up and put dirt down instead or whatever. That's not going to happen, right? So it's just him bitching.
It's a lot like that.
By the way, Newsweek are the same dopey idiots who caught themselves a lawsuit because they thought that they were being all clever when they outed Dorian Nakamoto as being behind Bitcoin. Yeah.
Not really.
No,
they
caught themselves a lawsuit over that because, he was not involved in Bitcoin at all.
And he wasn't happy about the attention that was brought to him. It's like a meek, Chinese man or something like that. So, in other Houston-related news, I got word today that State Representative Joseph Stahlkopf of Keene, who, if you've listened to the show this year over the last several months, you know that Joseph was newsworthy a few months ago when he made the switch from the Democratic Party to the Libertarian Party. He was the second person, the second of three state reps this year to make that switch, not from Democrat. He's the only one from the Democrat Party. Two Republicans also made a switch to the Libertarian Party. But he was the first Democrat in the United States in 20 years to make the flip to Libertarian. And you know where it was the last time? New Hampshire. So it was really awesome when that news came out, especially because Joseph Stahlkopf is from Keene. And that's where we're doing this show from, where many people who hate...
It gives you hope.
Yeah, absolutely it does. Many people who hate the Keene activists and the Keene activism that has happened over the years, and I'm not talking about the regular haters, I'm talking about the ones in the Libertarian movement who hate us. They never would have seen this coming. They never would have seen any electoral kind of political success from Keene, New Hampshire. But Joseph Stahlkopf was the second sitting state rep, to flip to the Libertarian Party. And by the way, the Libertarian Party nationwide has a total of three state representatives that are current sitting state reps in the various different state houses. And all three of them are in New Hampshire. So the fact that one out of the three came from here in Keene, and the second one of the three came from here in Keene, I think is a major feather in Keene's cap. And it really shows that not only did we have all the wonderful history of civil disobedience here, but we also now have political success stories as well. So take that. Anyway, going on here, what he announced, Joseph Sakoff, was that he's raising funds for the Red Cross and their relief efforts down in Texas. He specifically is offering to sweeten the deal, because anybody can go and donate to the Red Cross. That's
sure.
That's not a hard thing to do.
And the Red Cross is claiming they've kind of changed their systems for distributing money. So it's probably worth looking into, but... Yeah, there you go.
Stalkup writes on his fundraiser at crowdrise.com, "My name is Joseph Stalkup, and I'm a student at Keene State College, New Hampshire State Representative, and the owner of Skill of Living." That's his blog. "Currently witnessing the live stream of the devastation occurring in Texas through Hurricane Harvey, I feel personally distraught. As a libertarian, I hold strong to individuals holding strong to personal responsibility and making a difference in their community and the world as a whole. Therefore, I cannot stand back as this storm tears through the Alamo State and just watch in disbelief. Instead, I've decided to put a fundraiser together for $50,000 to the American Red Cross for Hurricane Harvey relief. Lofty goal? Yes, but the human spirit is a strong and hearty beast, and I feel in confidence we can all get together and help out. Since some people require a little extra motivation, I've put up this challenge. Since I'm a big fan of Rocky Horror and dress up for its performances every October, if this goal is reached by Halloween, I will personally get a full body wax besides the top of my head and eyebrows in costume and upload the video. In other words, you can help out a good cause and contribute to your own amusement." Good deal, huh? He says.
So he's trying to encourage us to subsidize his body wax. Is that what's going on here?
No, this is a Red Cross. Right. No, this is not a subsidy. This is a fundraiser for
he's
the Red Cross.
Excuse. All right.
Just to clarify, Mark, when you go to the fundraiser, because I did donate $25 to it today on behalf of the Shire Free Church, but when you go there, you can tell it's a Red Cross branded portion of the CrowdRise site. So this money is going straight to the Red Cross. In fact, you can even select the programs within the Red Cross that you want it to go to. You can go to Hurricane Relief or just sort of their general disaster fund or whatever. So it's going straight to them. It's not like it's going to Joseph first and then you have to trust him to send it on to the Red Cross.
Sure, I'm not.
So this is a legit, you know, fundraiser. And I thought it was a cool thing, so I wrote up a piece about it over at freekeen.com. Let's go to Tom. He's in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live. So if you want a link to the fundraiser, just go to freekeen.com. You'll see the story right there. Tom, go ahead.
I'll make this real quick. By the way, the guy who lost money in Bitcoin, I did too. I think a lot of people have in various things other than Bitcoin as well. So, you know, misery loves company. So, you know, what I did is simply took the negative energy and flipped it around and put it into something positive, and then you don't feel so bad. By the way, Mark, your comment about Ian losing his roaches, that was funny. It was a bit of a low blow, but you had me laughing. And I think it was probably deserved. He's taken a couple low blow shots at you as well over the years.
Oh, I don't mind. Yeah.
By the way, I'll leave you with this. Imagine, and this would be a good talking point for the libertarian movement, imagine what would happen if things get going the way they are and we had somebody like Sarah in charge of the road. She would be the road and zoning czar. Can you just imagine the kind of things that she would implement?
Yeah, that is a scary idea. Thanks, Tom, for leaving us on that note. Appreciate it. All right, we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.